Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a delicate ecosystem, home to the majestic Royal Bengal tiger and the endangered Irrawaddy dolphin, now facing a silent threat that could disrupt the very fabric of its existence, microplastics. Research from ISER, that is the Indian Institute of Science Education and Research, Kolkata, reveals that microplastics are disrupting both the food web and the carbon cycle in the Sundarbans, the world's largest mangrove forest and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Microplastic concentrations surge approximately 40% during the monsoon season, with about 50% being textile fibers. These textile fibers, including polyester, nylon, and acrylic, originate from washing synthetic clothing, fishing nets, and ropes, and are particularly problematic because they are difficult for organisms to expel after ingestion. But why does this matter? The Sundarbans is not just any ecosystem, it is the world's largest mangrove forest, spanning the delta of the Ganga, Brahmaputra, and Meghna rivers across India and Bangladesh, covering approximately 10,000 square kilometers. What makes the Sundarbans unique is its blue carbon significance. Blue carbon refers to carbon captured and stored by coastal and marine ecosystems, such as mangroves, seagrasses, and salt marshes. These ecosystems sequester carbon 3 to 5 times faster per unit area than tropical forests and store carbon for thousands of years in waterlogged sediments, where anoxic conditions prevent decomposition. They also provide storm surge protection, coastal erosion prevention, and fisheries nursery services. The Sundarbans stores an estimated 54 to 57 million tons of carbon, making it one of the most significant blue carbon stores in Asia. However, the presence of microplastics is altering this delicate balance. Microplastics are plastic particles less than 5 millimeters in size, originating from primary microplastics, which are manufactured at microsize, and secondary microplastics, which are formed through the fragmentation of larger plastics. The Sundarbans receives plastic pollution from the Ganga River system, local fisheries, tourism, and coastal communities, with inadequate solid waste management in the Sundarbans fringe. Now, let us delve deeper into the concept of plastospheres. A plastosphere is a microbial community that forms on the surface of plastic debris in aquatic environments. As plastics weather and fragment, microbial biofilms colonize the plastic surface, and the plastic leaches dissolved organic carbon, which feeds rapid microbial growth. These microbial communities can include pathogenic bacteria, antibiotic-resistant microbes, and novel species. The ISER Kolkata study found that plastospheres in the Sundarbans act as artificial carbon sources, potentially reducing the Sundarbans' efficiency as a blue carbon ecosystem that captures and stores atmospheric CO2. The carbon cycle disruption is not the only concern. Microplastics also enter the Sundarbans' food web at multiple levels. Irrawaddy dolphins and gangetic dolphins, both endangered species in the Sundarbans, are particularly vulnerable as they are at the apex of the aquatic food chain. Moving on to the regulatory framework, India's plastic pollution governance has a critical gap. There is no Indian law that specifically regulates microplastics. The EU, on the other hand, has proposed microplastic labeling requirements for cosmetics and has restricted intentionally added microplastics. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Sundarbans covers an area of approximately 10,000 square kilometers, with about 4,263 square kilometers in India and the rest in Bangladesh. It was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1987 and a Ramsar Site in 1992. The microplastic concentration surges by approximately 40% during the monsoon season, with about 50% being textile fibers. The Sundarbans stores an estimated 54 to 57 million tons of carbon, and the concept of blue carbon refers to carbon stored in mangroves, seagrasses, and salt marshes, which is stored 3 to 5 times faster than tropical forests. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 54 to 57 million tons, which is the estimated carbon storage in the Sundarbans. Note this carefully, the absence of specific Indian laws regulating microplastics is a critical governance gap. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Sundarbans is the world's largest mangrove forest, and its blue carbon significance makes it a vital component of global efforts to mitigate climate change. The impact of microplastics on the Sundarbans ecosystem has far-reaching implications for India's environmental and conservation efforts. As we consider the significance of this issue, it becomes clear that addressing the microplastics crisis is essential to preserving the delicate balance of this unique ecosystem and its role in capturing and storing atmospheric CO2.